WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey everyone, Leo Weston here, and welcome back to Mindful Masculinity. 5 minutes a day to sharpen your emotional fitness, that's our mission. And today, we're diving into something crucial, something that often gets overlooked in the hustle and bustle of life. Self-care. Ever feel like you're constantly running on empty? Like you're giving, giving, giving but never quite getting enough back? That, my friends, is a red flag. It's your body and mind screaming for some attention, some serious TLC. Now, I know what some of you are thinking. Self-care? Isn't that all bubble baths and face masks? Hold on a second. Self-care is way more than that. It's about actively nourishing your physical, mental, and emotional well-being. Think of it as preventative maintenance for your soul. Just like you service your car to keep it running smoothly, you need to service yourself too. Here are 5 key takeaways to remember when it comes to self-care. First off, listen to your body. This is the most fundamental rule. Pay attention to those little cues, fatigue, aches, headaches, even a sudden lack of motivation. These aren't just random annoyances. They're messages from your inner GPS telling you something needs adjustment. You know that feeling when you've pushed yourself too hard and need a break? That's your body screaming, recharge. Second, make time for activities that bring you joy. Life gets busy, I get it. But carving out even small pockets of time for things you truly enjoy is essential. Whether it's reading, playing an instrument, hitting the gym, or simply taking a walk in nature, these moments recharge your batteries and help you come back feeling refreshed. Third, prioritize sleep. This one often gets sacrificed, but quality sleep is non-negotiable for mental well-being. Think of it as a nightly reset button, allowing your mind and body to process the day's events and prepare for a fresh start in the morning. Aim for 7 to 8 hours of good quality shut-eye each night. Fourth, connect with others. We are social creatures, hardwired for connection. Spending time with loved ones, engaging in meaningful conversations, and building strong relationships not only boosts your mood but also provides invaluable support during tough times. Finally, and this one is super important, learn to say no. You don't have to be a superhero, always saying yes to every request. Setting boundaries and prioritizing your own needs is essential for maintaining your well-being. It's okay to politely decline invitations or tasks that drain you. Remember, taking care of yourself isn't selfish, it's self-preservation. Think about a time when you were feeling overwhelmed, stressed, or just plain exhausted. Maybe you had too much on your plate, maybe you neglected some basic needs like sleep or exercise. How did you feel? What could you have done differently? Take a moment to reflect on that experience and see if there are any patterns emerging. Do you find yourself saying yes when you really want to say no? Are you pushing through exhaustion instead of resting? Remember, self-care isn't a luxury, it's a necessity. It's about showing up for yourself, both mentally and physically, so you can show up fully in all areas of your life. The truth is, taking care of your well-being not only benefits you but also those around you. You radiate positivity and strength when you're feeling good, which inspires others to do the same. So, my challenge for you today is simple. Take one small step towards self-care. Maybe it's going for a walk, taking a few deep breaths, or simply dedicating 5 minutes to doing something you truly enjoy. Every little bit counts. Remember, life is a marathon, not a sprint. Make sure you're pacing yourself, listening to your body, and prioritizing your well-being. Let me know what self-care practices work for you. Share them in the comments below or hit me up on social media. And don't forget, we've got another episode coming your way tomorrow. Keep it mindful, keep it real, and remember, you got this.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.